What's the future of communication? It's a big question, but one that's on the mind of tech companies as they develop apps to better serve customers around the world. And in places like India, companies are finding that people often rely less on typing and texting, giving their thumbs a break on their smartphones, and instead they use apps that are powered by their voice. Eric Bellman has been writing about this. He's Deputy South Asia Bureau Chief for The Wall Street Journal. He joins us now from Delhi, India via Skype. Hello, Eric.
Hello, Meghna.
Well, so first of all, when we talk about voice apps or voice-controlled apps, I mean, is it similar to when people pick up their iPhone and use Siri to dictate a text message to someone?
It is a lot like that. In fact, it's apps first developed for the developed world that have become so good at listening to voices and interpreting what people are saying that even people in other countries can use them now. But it's not so much Siri. Not many people can afford Apples here. It would be more going to the Google search and pushing on the mic. And that seems to be sort of the entrance to the internet for millions of new people in India and around the world now that they have affordable connectivity.
Interesting. And so when did you first start noticing this trend towards people using their voice to power or use apps?
There's little bits and pieces over the years, but it wasn't until they had access to affordable data that I really saw the big change. Right now, data plans have come down to less than $5 a month for unlimited 4G, sort of unprecedented price points here. And all of a sudden, that opens the internet up to a whole new group of people. And that group of people, when I looked around India, I was seeing all of a sudden all these people sort of whispering to their phones and all these people sort of staring at their screens. The kind of folks that wouldn't be spending much time staring at their screens before. They had simple Nokia-like phones before, and now they're doing much more sophisticated stuff in there, and it's because they have 4G access. And they found out very quickly that voice was the game changer for them because they either didn't understand English, either can't even read or write their own language, or at the very least aren't comfortable with keyboards. Mm. So for the first time, when you've got 4G access, you can do all these things, and it's mostly just search with voice, look at videos. And so that means the big winner so far in terms of global names has been Google and YouTube.
Right. So you mentioned something there which I wanted to ask you more about, the question of a much lower price point. By the way, $5 a month for unlimited 4G, I'm sure everyone in the United States who just heard that thought, get me to that price point. Is literacy a big part of this, or sort of lower literacy rates at people who can afford that price point? Because you were saying that they use voice with their phones, and really video is a big winner here.
Right. Well, they saw it happening around them. There is the creamy layer of India that can afford these things, that's very comfortable with English, that is very comfortable with typing, that's very tech savvy. But there's been a large chunk of the country that has felt locked out. And now, because of these price points, triggered interestingly by a sort of a price war triggered by India's richest man, Mukesh Ambani, bringing these price points down to ridiculously low levels. So everybody, even somebody that, you know, makes $5 a day, can say, let me try out this internet thing. Once they got onto it, they started using it in very different ways than you and I do.
Do analysts think that these ultra low price points are sustainable?
That's a good question. I think the play is, like a lot of plays, for Mukesh Ambani anyhow, is that if you bring enough new people online and find other things to sell them, advertising, little services, sort of add-ons to your phone, that yes, it is sustainable. That's the idea. But yes, most analysts say it's going to be hard to sustain this for a long time. I will say also, when you say 4G, it's not quite 4G. I think it's not quite the experience a lot of people would like, and it's not everywhere. A lot of neighborhoods just don't have the 4G, even if you theoretically could have the access to it. So it remains to be seen. But if this new price point sticks, we really do have a whole new group of people that are getting online like never before.
It does make you wonder. I mean, everything about India is vast. So we are talking about millions and millions of people suddenly being given access to smartphone technology. It's got to make you wonder how that might change Indian society.
Yes, hundreds of millions of people theoretically can have access now. And I think it will change. It's going to change the conversation. The government has noticed power of the internet, and when there's certain regions for different communal reasons, et cetera, there's rioting. They often turn off the internet because bad rumors are being spread or bad information is being spread. So you could see it changing a lot of things. It makes the job search very easy for people, much easier for people. It makes education a lot easier for people. It makes safety easier. Everything that we use it for in our life, these folks, these new over 500 million people in India that will be getting online in the next 5 years or so, they are going to have similar versions. It'll just be different from the way you and I do it.
Now, before I let you go, yeah. Eric, I just want to ask you, it seems like a lot of the most popular apps that folks are using in India, especially voice-powered apps, seem to be virtually unknown in the United States. The ones I've never heard of, UC Browser, MX Player, ShareIt, what are they?
It's really interesting. These are apps developed in Asia. A lot of these, their secret is they use less data, and they also allow you to do things offline. So they allow you to download videos, they allow you to surf the internet by using less data. So it's about people with low-powered phones and less money being able to do things. And companies here, UC Browser, 40% of the phones here use UC Browser. In the U.S., it's less than 1%. ShareIt and MX Player are examples of one of the first stops a new person with a smartphone will go to. It's unheard of in the West. So these are examples of apps that could become the new sort of tech titans of the next generation of tech leaders.
Well, Eric Bellman is Deputy South Asia Bureau Chief for The Wall Street Journal. He's speaking to us about the popularity of voice apps in India. Eric, it's been great to talk with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Megha.